Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Jessica writes, "Hey, Deemable Tech, hurricane season is here. At our house, we have plenty of canned food and water, but we also want to have the right technology. Do you have any suggestions for apps and gadgets that can help with hurricane preparedness and storm tracking?"
Ooh, great question, Jessica. Well, it sounds like you've got your priorities straight. You should definitely make sure you have plenty of supplies to last you should you get caught in a storm.
But once you've covered the basics, technology can definitely help. Ray, what do people need to know to get through a storm?
Well, here in Florida, it's been 10 years since a hurricane made landfall, and technology has changed a lot in that time.
That's true. Smartphones barely existed back then.
Yeah.
So the first thing I'm thinking is that people need to download apps that will give them information about the storm.
That's right. Now, there are tons of weather apps that give great information, but for hurricane-specific information, check out Florida Storms and the Red Cross Hurricane app. Both apps help you prepare for the storm, track the storm, provide forecasts, and so on. Check out Deemable.com for links to these and other great weather apps.
Okay, but the old adage was that you needed to have batteries for your devices, and hardly anything takes AA's or D batteries these days.
That's true. You need to have an external battery with a USB port to charge your devices with after the power goes out. Look for the mAh rating or milliampere hour rating when you go shopping for an external battery. That's the measurement of how much energy the battery can store. The more mAh, the better. You want to pick a battery backup that has more mAh than the device that needs to be charged. A quick search on the web will usually tell you how much mAh your device's battery has in it.
Okay, but even if you have an external battery, you're only really going to get one good charge out of it.
True.
What do you do when the power's been out for a couple of days?
Well, assuming you don't have a gas generator, there are a few options that can keep your devices running when the power goes out. There are hand crank chargers, solar phone chargers, fuel cells that turn water into electricity,
wow,
and even chargers that turn the heat from a cooking pot into electricity.
Okay. Well, all this is well and good as long as your internet and cell phone service don't go out.
That's true.
In that case, make sure you have a working battery-powered radio, and make sure the radio is tuned to WJCT 89.9 FM, the official emergency weather station for Northeast Florida and extreme Southeast Georgia.
Nice plug. Also, make sure to have battery-powered flashlights. Newer LED flashlights provide more light and last much longer than the older incandescent flashlights.
You know, the ideal solution would be one device that had it all, a flashlight, a radio, an external battery, and a way to charge the battery if the power went out.
Well, fortunately, devices like that do exist. The Red Cross makes one that has a solar panel charger, a hand crank charger, a rechargeable battery, AM/FM radio, NOAA weather band radio, LED red flashing beacon, and LED flashlight.
Wait, did you just say it has a red flashing beacon?
Yep.
Sold. I'm getting one.
If you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes or Stitcher for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868 or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.